The Pickle Man from Bickleton, read by the author Peter B. Lewis. Music by Peter B. Lewis and Casey James. Illustrations by Casey Gerber. For coloring pages and more information, please visit www.peterbstories.com. Thank you. As a boy, he loved peppers and cumbers. The crispy crunch crunch was his favorite lunch munch. He ate veggies in season in voluminous numbers. He loved them so much he learned how to grow them. Lo and behold, it was easy and fun. Year after year, he planted more of them. Folks all around said he had a green thumb. One year he had so many peppers and cumbers, he had to preserve their voluminous numbers. An old sourpuss named Bruce happened by one day with his goose. Taught the boy about preserving in juice and how to make vats out of spruce. Bruce told him he'd have them all winter and spring if he pickled the extra, so he gave it a swing. He pickled some peppers. He pickled cukes. He pickled carrots and a few other roots. And like with his veggies, folks loved his pickles. Some made you pucker and some made you giggle. His fame and his pickles spread across the land. We love the man's pickles in jars and in cans. The taste of his pickles is the pride of the pickles. His pickled asparagus is particularly grand. Born and raised in Bickleton, we all call him the Pickleman. Born and raised in Bickleton, we all call him the Pickleman. Cucumbers abound round the Pickle Man's farm. He plucks them and scrubs them and plops them in jars. Then off he goes seeking adventure. But hark, he doesn't go far. He knows his cumbers will soon become pickles, the tastiest under the stars. Everyone loves them. We carry jars home in our cars. We pack them in lunches. We eat them in bunches. We love how they crunches. These Bickleton pickles are great. After you try one, you'll want to buy some. My hunch is you'll fill up your plate. Pickleman's vines bloom every spring. He dances a jig at the sight of the thing. The yellow and gold and orange and green all mixes and mingles and makes quite a scene. In the air from afar come the butterflies and bees, spreading love and joy over each one of these. Their job is important. Makes them happy and gay. They keep life going just by their play. They dance and they prance all over the plants, spreading pollen and love every day in their way. Pollinating the flowers so they grow into cukes. Pollinators make possible all our veggies and fruits. There's more laughter in store as we open this door, full of grins and giggles galore. Meet Mr. Tickleman, mayor of Giggleton. He's here to tell you a happy hello.
Well, hello.
Giggleton's on the road to Laughland, you know, in the state of joy, where we go with the flow. So why is the Wrangler from Wiggleton wriggling round the outskirts of Pickleton? She's jiggled and jostled a gaggle of geese while shearing some sheep for their beautiful fleece. Done with the clippers, she wiggles and wriggles and then gets hiccups, and that starts the giggles. All because there's a squiggly rude thistle stuck under her shirt. Happy to say it doesn't quite hurt, but it certainly tickles. Well, she swiveled all round, oh my, how she wiggled. All her giggles brought delight to the Bickles. Removing the thistle stopped all the tickles, relieving the Wrangler from her hiccups and giggles. And then home with her fleece, back across the Wiggles, to beagles and bagels and pickles. And thank goodness, no tickles. I imagine an illustrated book of lighthearted rhymes. Amidst all the laughter, I'd like to go after some helpful solutions for kids of our times. Tickleman sure loves his Pickleton pickles. He has boxes of jars in the trunks of his cars. I've heard it said he overindulges. Ever seen how his big belly bulges? Ask where'd you get them? He only looks to the stars. The source, of course, he never divulges. One-Eyed Jack from nearby Nyack was in his kayak paddling for Pickleton. He'd heard about the pickles, just had to have one. Their crispy crunch crunch is known across the land. They're scrumptious, organic, and really quite grand. So Jack paddled his kayak upriver all day, dreaming of pickles and singing this way.
Paddle, paddle, paddle your boat gently up the stream. Pickling, 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 life is just a dream. Paddle, paddle, paddle your boat gently.
As he paddled and sang, folks on the bank joined him, tossing pickles and nickels and half-dollar bills. They also loved pickles and knew all about them, how their crunch is so crisp and they'll cure all your ills. Especially the Pickleman's Bickleton pickles. Ooh, how they tickles. That's true, everyone. The Pickleman's Bickleton pickles are so lively, they just might jump right out of the jar and tickle your tongue. What is it about the Pickleman's Pickleton Pickles that make even the most finicky pickle plucker pick Pickleton Pickles first? Is it perhaps the pickle juice made by Bruce in vats of spruce, guarded by Bruce's goose named Zeus? Or is it all a ruse? Well, I'll tell you right now, Pickle Juice Bruce will never turn his pickle juice recipe loose.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Mayor, what shall we do? The Pickleman's back. He's asking for you.
Did he bring me more pickles?
The mayor wanted to know.
If he did, let him in. If not, tell him go.
Yes, he brought you more pickles. These have more spice. He shared one with us. They pucker quite nice. They crunch loud and proper. Sound kinda like ice. These ones sorta tickle and cost twice the price.
Well, they look very snappy in their Bruce pickle juice. I say let's buy them.
In the Pickleman's pack, and then set him off with a pat on the back.
On his way home, he met our friend Jack, his kayak neatly slung across his back. Jack asked about pickles.
I'd love to have one.
The Pickleman slumped and said he had none.
No pickles? Asked Jack, kind of glum with one eye.
No, sir. Not today, sir,
the Pickleman said with a sigh. The mayor bought my last, and for now I'm sold out. But tomorrow comes fast, and I'll have more without doubt. In the morning, come get your pickles and more. Please come back tomorrow and knock on this door. So Jack took a room at the Pickleton Inn. He sat down to dinner. Soon the show would begin.
The dancing pigs from Tiggity Rig were doing the gig for nickels and pickles. They bowed to the left, they bowed to the right, they bowed up the middle for certain. Now, I've never seen, I've only heard, they flip each other without hurting.
As they dance in the light and show off their might, the result of the night is uncertain.
They pas-de-deux and la-dee-da and dance just like they're flirting. At the end of the show, they pick up their pickles and everyone jiggles as they bring down the curtain.
A grumpy-looking onion answered the door when Jack knocked next morning at the Pickleman store.
Morning, Jack. You said you'd be back. I am Bruce. I do the juice. He's my goose named Zeus.
What Jack saw dropped his jaw all the way to the floor of the Pickleman's store.
Looks like there's pickles galore to explore.
Jack couldn't decide which pickles to pick, so the onion advised, and that did the trick. As Jack picked his pickles, they were packed quite quick, and when Jack hit the river, it all looked super slick. So one-eyed Jack paddled his kayak back home to Nyack, with pickles aplenty for family and friends. His kayak caboose tied snugly to the end.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you for listening. We've got lots more stories at peterbstories.com. Happy trails.